This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Investigators have begun sifting through the wreckage inside a highway tunnel in Castle Rock, Wyoming, after smoke, hazardous chemicals, and structural concerns prevented them from determining how many people may have died in a fiery pileup Friday. Sources tell ABC News the IRS will lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season, part of Elon Musk's government efficiency moves. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang.
Sources telling ABC News that cuts could come as early as next week. The potential impact is unclear. Sources say the employees do not work directly on processing tax filings, but so much of the agency's work is connected to that central mission.
There are flood warnings for millions in Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas from torrential rain. The Kentucky River Medical Center in Jackson says it's closed its emergency department. It was transferring patients to two other hospitals. This is ABC News. An outbreak of measles spreading rapidly through rural West Texas. ABC's Morgan Norwood.
48 cases reported so far, mostly in children and teens. 13 people hospitalized, and all of those infected either unvaccinated or their status unknown. Health experts say the vaccine is safe and effective, but this outbreak spreading from its epicenter in Gaines County, where health officials say some of the cases appear to be linked to private religious schools. Texas does allow vaccine exemptions, including for religious beliefs, with Gaines County having one of the highest opt-out rates in the state.
With surging egg prices helping boost inflation, affecting a lot of restaurants serving breakfasts, is ABC's Alexis Christophorus.
While some chains use substitutes, others use real eggs in their breakfast items, including McDonald's, Taco Bell, Wendy's, Panera, and Waffle House, which recently added a 50-cent surcharge per egg.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that, to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important, their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Ball.
Johnson sounded so good. It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Small town, daughter of a circus clown, done what was frowned upon, discount handout, open pantry. She entertained other guys, but the devil caught his eyes and he couldn't see. She ain't right any night, but she goes on and on and on and on and on. Like John, half drunk, club footed, don't be long, cross eyed, tongue tied, virgin. First degree. He never had a girl, said the pretty little thing in his magazine. He's the kind girls can't whine. And she do, and she do, and she do. Boy,
so that low down small town, daughter of a circus clown, breaking down rocks alone at the penitentiary.
And that slack jaw, club footed, don't belong. It's gone down in the first degree. It ain't right. It happened that night. No.
It is Saturday night, and already we've had so much local stuff, and it continues in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Wise Jennings starts tonight's show, and they are live at the Red Rooster on March 29th with Between the Howls. This hour of local music that is new, fresh, and loud is brought to you by Doughboys Pizza, a family pizza restaurant. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to Madison's northeast and downtown areas. Search Doughboy Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-367. 3017. Can you believe spring is almost here? And with spring comes Fat Tuesday on March 4th. You can celebrate with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band and Rare Element at the High Noon Saloon. This is Outstanding by the Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. Element on Max Inc. Radio. See them live with Mama Dig Down's Brass Band at the High Noon Saloon on March 4th. Yep, that's Fat Tuesday. Next up in the After Hours is Alex White and Friends. This is Rag to Riches in the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio.
She said, though you wanna flee, no. never get so low. What too many 4 a.m.s? Guess the Sunday came and went far too long ago. Maybe we'll find one day deep peace through the running waves on the Gulf of Mexico.
You are listening to the After Hours of Max Inc. Radio. Remember, if you are tuning in right now and you want to hear the show again, well, you can always hear it on Sunday, but maybe it's Sunday right now. Maybe that's where you are on the timeline. Well, then you missed the kickoff of this week's After Hours show. Don't panic. You can always swing by civicmedia.us and check out the Max Inc. Radio page. Right there, there's a podcast. Subscribe, and me and Genevieve Hayward will pop into your device and be on standby for when you're ready for the local stuff. Catch Genevieve on 329 along with a gaggle of local music artists at the Respect Concert, a celebration of women in music at the Majestic Theater. This is All Along. Right now on Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Soul Society is taking us to break. This music was requested using the Civic Media app box. Follow along, email, text, message the show in the after hours. And just like that, your local music dreams will come true on Max Inc. Radio.
Kept on waiting for you to call me. But it must have been waiting just a little too long. And now you must have changed your number, 'cause it just don't ring the same. Honestly, what the hell was I thinking? Truth be told, I was doing a little bit of drinking, and I just had to find out if you sometimes think of me. And it's been so long since I've seen your face, and I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then. Well, I keep on thinking about the first time I saw you. Stood there blinking, cause there was nothing I could do. I'll be so entranced by you, and nothing's ever changed. Been so long since I've seen your face, I just had to see it again. And I pray to God that you don't get away like I let you do way back then.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, you get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that move to Madison is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It's the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Purple.
rock concert, and then the Jimmys. Yeah, even our commercial breaks are full of local music goodness. Time now to power up the patent-pending After Hours Jimmy Tracker. And yeah, you missed them doing live stuff on Valentine's Day, but that's only because your eyes were blinded by love. Next up, you can see the Jimmys at Toffers in New Glarus on the 20th, and then on March 6th, or on the 21st in Beloit. This half hour's stocking of local artists is powered by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. Speaking of stocking local artists, Bing Bong will be in Sheboygan at the Three Sheeps Brewing Company on April 18th, or at the High Noon Saloon on July 18th. This is Rule the Run, now on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Give me the history. I do not think you Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Flowing to the sea.
Bing Bong, the Heavy Looks, and then the Chris Aaron Band in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The Heavy Looks just had a Tiny Death submission, and yes, you're right, you can see it again on Max Inc. Radio's social media things. The People Brothers Band is taking us to the end of hour number one, right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Ready to go. It is what it is, it is, baby, I don't know. Where you going? With the mouth full of words, what in the world do you want me to say? You know my love is here, you know my love is here to stay. That's it, that's it. Oh, yeah, you know that's
Get down my girl, get down for me, get down my girl.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max and Gray.
Governor Tony Evers is set to share his budget address to the state on Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. You can count on the Civic Media team to have it covered for you here, live.
And when the polls close, you'll also hear your primary election results from the races important to you and your family.
Live coverage of the elections in your area and the budget address, Tuesday, February 18th at 7 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Eggs boosting consumer costs, helping raise inflation. A dozen selling for $10 in some areas.
Stores including Costco, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Whole Foods, and Kroger now limiting how many cartons of eggs customers can buy.
ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus. Some restaurants adding egg surcharges for breakfast, bird flus, forced slaughter of hens. Investigators sifting through the wreckage inside a closed I-80 highway tunnel in Castle Rock, Wyoming. Smoke, hazardous chemicals, structural concerns prevented them from determining how many people may have died in a fiery pileup Friday. Under Elon Musk's government efficiency move, sources telling ABC News 15,000 IRS workers facing potential termination as early as next week, employees who do not work directly on processing tax filings. Flood warnings in Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Arkansas from torrential rain. This is ABC News. An outbreak.